Personne.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Apostle. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. He has called us to rejoice and to be glad in it. Good morning to everyone. I am Apostle Dawn Burrell. Thank you for connecting with Prophetic Prayer Call on this first Monday in September and the 1st of September. Praise God that double portion anointing is with us on this month. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, as this is a month of birthing and also a season of harvest. We praise God for you being with us on this morning and for those that will listen to the playback. So excited for to have our guest with us, Apostle Cynthia Murray Deberry. She is a spirit-filled servant of God, accepted Christ as Savior in her teens, and later accepted her call to the gospel ministry. She is a graduate of Ohio Dominican University and the Young Preachers Institute, where she was licensed and ordained for ministry. She has studied at Ashland Theological Seminary and is a certified Christian clinical counselor. She is also a certified transformation and mentoring coach. After being ordained and serving faithfully as a senior pastor, she saw the need for pastors to be supported. She built several pastors and leaders networks for fellowship and accountability, and in 2010, she was humbly elevated to the office of an apostle through Covenant Glory Ministries, Montgomery, Alabama. One of her greatest blessings was to have pioneered and pastored New Hope Fellowship, Elyria, a body of God-loving and fearing people launched in 2013. Along with other ministries, she is called to steward Daughters of Grace, Kingdom Congress Global Network, Utterance School of Prophetic Dimensions, and the Freedom Clinic Inner Healing and Deliverance Center. In addition, she is overseer for many local and global ministries. Having a heart to train, empower, support, and build leaders into their God-given potential, Apostle Cynthia, along with her co-partner, have recently launched a business called the Center for Innovation, Training, and Equipping, the Site Center. Apostle Cynthia's co-author and contributor of two books, Keep Yourself Alive and Through It All, God Was There. She is excitingly completing her first solo work. She has a unique way of ministering, moving with prophetic precision to tear down enemy strongholds. She is a recipient of God's ongoing grace. She relates to those broken by life and is a testament of God's restoring power. You can reach her at kingdomcongress.globalnetwork@gmail.com. You can also find her, I know, on Facebook. And I had the privilege of meeting Apostle Cynthia in 2022. Through Dr. Apostle Yolanda Powell's Head of State Conference. And I tell you, this powerful woman of God is used so mightily in so many different areas, and I look forward to receiving what she has for us on this morning. I'm going to open in prayer. I ask that you would please mute your line as Apostle comes forth. We do not want any interruption. Hallelujah. And so, Heavenly Father, I do come to you this morning in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Father, I bless you and praise you and magnify you and lift you up, O God. For truly you are great and greatly to be praised. It is in you, Father, that we live, we move, and have our very being. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have already come to you and just stood before you before coming on this line. We have already sought your face. We have already spent precious moments with you. And so, Father, just manifest your presence. Manifest your glory even on this prophetic prayer line today. Father, thank you for all that you have released to us thus far, all that you continue to build upon. Thank you, Father, for helping us to rebuild the altars of prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for how you continue to remind us that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much, and that we have confidence in you when we pray and ask anything according to your will, that you do hear us, and we have the petitions of which we have asked of you. Thank you, Father, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace to obtain grace and mercy in times of need. You told us to be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make our requests known unto you. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds by Christ Jesus. And so, Father, thank you for this time. Thank you, mighty God, for releasing through your apostle the words for us on today. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, apostle.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Apostle Don Burrell, an ordained apostolic voice, my God, called forward in this time, in this season. Thank you so much for having me. Are you guys able to hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you. I've asked everyone to mute their line, but we can hear you. Amen.
Amen. Let us focus our minds. Let's turn our hearts towards God, Elohim. I was thinking just this week about how we have a tendency to make God small, to fit into our situations, to fit into our circumstances. And it is because of that we don't honor the altars that he is calling us to rebuild. So I want us to just take a moment as we wake up, come on, as we shake off those things of the night and think about Elohim, the supreme being in which all power is concentrated. This is the God that we build the altar to. This is the God that we rebuild the altars to. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He has created 195 plus sovereign nations, 7,000 living human languages, about 8.7 million animal species. This is the God. This is Elohim. This is the one that calls us to this altar of prayer. And as it were this morning, we're going to talk about the altar of consecration, the altar of covenant, and the altar of consecration. About 1 million named insect species, but it could be up to 30 million that have been unnamed and undiscovered to date. This is Elohim. This is the God that we have woken up this morning to come to meet with, to come into his presence. This is the greatness. This is the power. This is the might. This is the glory of the God who calls us to come. Come on, somebody. The depths of the ocean and seas average about 12,000 cubics. However, they say some of the deepest points can be up to 36,000. There are at least 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe. Did you hear me? Come on. Let's worship Elohim. Let's glorify his name. Come on. Let's wake up and let's lift up our voice. Let's lift up our hands and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that in all of this you sought to come into covenant with us, to come into covenant with man. It says the Milky Way alone has between 100 and 400 billion stars in it. Come on, somebody. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. And this God desires to sup with us. This God desires to come into covenant with us. This God desires to meet us at the altar of consecration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. We're on a time schedule, but we're going to give God worship. Come on. We're going to give God praise. We're going to give him thanks. We're never going to rob him. Oh, Shabbat, Sotabah, of that which belongs to him. David said, I would not give unto God that which costs me nothing. And therefore, we have altars. The rebuilding of the altars, as Apostle Don has laid out our key verses, being Exodus 25 and 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering from everyone who gives it willingly in his heart. Asha. you shall take my offering. For everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take, capital M, my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take, and list out the offerings. And all of them are very specific, and they have very specific meanings, which we don't have time to go into this morning. But go back and read that passage carefully. Some of us, you've been with us for 9 months and haven't really gone back to even study the passage. So much good, so much God, so much foundation has been given to us this year that we cannot miss. It is necessary for where we are going. So go back and read that. But I'm going to jump down to verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them according to all that I show you. That is the pattern of the tabernacle. And the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it. I have a friend, Apostle Cindy Hoskins, and she teaches on the tabernacle. And she always says, when the pattern is right, the glory will fall. When the pattern is right, the glory will fall. So we have a pattern that has been given to us to bring an offering. Terumah, it denotes a voluntary, heartfelt offering dedicated to God. And one of the key points of that is it had to be given willingly, signifying free offering without compulsion. It had to come from the moving of the heart. But what I find interesting is the root word for this word means to lift up. Put a pin right there because we're going to talk about that a little bit later, to lift up. So this is the offering on the altar that is being called for. And much of the items that were requested to bring to the altar were items that were brought from Egypt when the children of Israel were in captivity, and they came out and they brought the spoils of the land with them. And Egypt represented bondage and oppression and slavery and tyranny and all these things. Today it represents the world values and the world system and the dependence on man, lawlessness, and the rebellion against God. These are the things that were brought out of Egypt. These are the things that God was saying, bring me that. Bring me that which you have acquired from the things that you have gone through, from the things that you have sustained, that which you thought was going to harm you and hurt you and kill you and oppress you. Bring me that to the altar, but bring it willingly. Bring it in exchange. And that which is now offered unto me, I will consecrate, dedicate, sanctify, devote, and transform into something that is holy. That which was broken, that which represented failure, or even that which represents success. It might be bloody, unbroken, or failed. It might be shiny. It might be good. It might be so valuable to you that you just want to hold on to it. But God wants it all. And he said, if we would bring these things, this worthy, willing offering to the altar of sacrifice, that he would create a place to dwell that would be worthy of him. We must understand that since the beginning, it's always been about the exchange. In the beginning, sin entered in. Adam and Eve covered themselves with fig leaves, but that was not a worthy covering, and God slew an animal and exchanged their fig leaves with animal skins. Blood was shed. A sacrifice was given, and substitutionary death was introduced. The altar was born as a place of exchange. This word altar, Mizbeach, is a place of sacrifice. But I love this. It's also a place of transition. It's a place where God meets them, but it's a place where God meets us in transition. It's a place that God meets us in the exchange. It is an invitation to come. That is why I wanted to start out with Elohim, so we understand that this invitation to come has been given by the Most High God, the true and living God, the all-powerful God. But he says, meet me at the altar. I invite you into this exchange. There are many offerings offered in the Bible, but the burnt offering is the first specified offering. It is mentioned 197 times. It means to slaughter or to sacrifice. Come on. But it also means a place of lifting. Does that sound familiar? A place of lifting. God will not call us to sacrifice. He will not call us to give. He will not call us to lay down our lives without having the plan to pick it up again. The Hebrew word for burnt offering is haola, H-A-O-L-A. And it means a stairway to come up. My God, a stairway to come up. But God did not just make a way through the burnt offering as a stairway to come up, but he sent Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. He became our burnt offering, not on an altar this time, but on a cross, because he wanted us to see that the old covenant would not do. There had to be a new covenant. There had to be a better covenant. And so God made the exchange once again for the bloody altar of sacrifice, but now the cross, because he wanted us to know that this time we were going to be lifted up. Come on. Yes, we were being called to die. Yes, we're being called to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service, but not just to just to appease a mighty God, but all the time he was saying, if you do this, I'm going to lift you up. If you do this, I'm going to exalt you in me. If you sacrifice everything that matters to you, come on, I'm going to raise you up with the power through my Son, Jesus Christ. And what did they do? They lifted him up. Hallelujah. They lifted him up. And if I am lifted up from the earth, this is John 12, 32 through 33, I will draw all peoples unto myself. It also means to look and to see the wonder of God, to come into the house of covenant. And just as the priest had to prepare the sacrifice, and it involved cutting away. It involved the draining of the blood. Go back and read that whole process. But in God's mind, he says, bring the sacrifice and let me cut away. Let me cut away everything that is not suitable for my use. Let me cut away every sin, every weight that has so easily beset you. Let me cut away every burden. Let me cut away everything that seeks to hold you, that seeks to stagnate you, that seeks to suppress you. Come to my altar and let me cut it away. Everything that does not serve you and does not glorify the Father in heaven. But in order to do this and to build an altar, to rebuild the altar, to come to the altar, we must renounce the other altars. In Exodus 34, 13, but you shall destroy their altars and break their sacred pillars and cut down their wooden images. Hallelujah. So there are some things that we need to get rid of first, during this time, the Canaanite nations were living in the promised land when Israel arrived. And these nations, they were adulterous. They were pagan. They were worshiping other gods. They were sacrificing children. Come on, they had cults and prostitution. And they were worshiping gods of fertility. They were spiritually corrupt. And God was saying, break all of that away. I want to renew you so that you don't make covenants or form alliances with the inhabitants of Canaan. So you don't make covenants or form alliances with those things that I hate, that I detest. God called them to do that because of spiritual compromise. He is holy and he's jealous. He did it because he wanted to provoke undivided devotion. He wanted to establish purity in the land. And the promised land was to be a holy, pure dwelling for God's people. So we must tear down the false altars of the enemy and rebuild the altars of the Lord. And the altars must be pure. And the altars must represent Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3 and 10, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. 13, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. So the altar brings us into the foundation that must be built on Jesus Christ. God is not just calling for an altar for our altar's sake, but he wants the altar to become the foundation, the meeting place, the consecrated place, because now God is building. Our commitment to Jesus and our consecration to him through Holy Spirit means that we are fully yielded to God's presence, his strength, authority, walking in moral excellence, character, holiness, righteousness, and love. He is bringing us into the foundation of consecration at his altar. Why? So that we can be filled with the fullness of God through the Holy Spirit. Remember at the beginning, he talked about our devotion. We talked about our devotion. God has to have total control over our entire soul in order to build what he is building today. He is building his kingdom in the earth. He must take precedence over our realm, feelings, desires, thoughts, hopes, relationships, words, actions, and reactions. And we must meet him at the altar because that's where the fire is. And we need the fire of God to burn with passion. My God, a desire for him, the desire for him. First and foremost, we must meet him at the altar in the fire and covenant with him there. This fire will test our foundation. It will test the fruit. And it will test our fortitude. My God. A greater glory. My God. A greater glory. We know it. We feel it. We sense it. We smell it. We taste it. We understand that it's him. It's coming upon us. We are being mantled. The ecclesia, the called out ones. There's a rumble in the earth that has ushered in new moves of God. My God, greater empowerment, a new boldness to reach, to go, to be able to speak. The fire of God is falling upon his altars, Asha, to enable us to walk in unprecedented power, delegated power, delegated authority. Deliverance, healing, supernatural miracles, and the fear of the Lord is returning to the people of God, returning to the house of God. And for our endurance, we will receive a reward. A reward. There it is again, the exchange. Revelation 22 and 12 says, "Now behold, I'm coming quickly. And my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." My God, a reward. It means recompense, wage, repayment, just payment, whether good or bad, just payment for the works that we have done. The enemy has given us this false sense of the sacrifice that God is calling for, this altar that we are to be on, this altar that we are to be sacrificial participants in. He has made us to believe that God is a tyrant who just loves blood and death and all of these things. That is why he's requiring an altar of sacrifice. But instead, this morning, we understand that it's always only been about the exchange. That God always just wanted to reconcile, to lift us, to take us higher, to bring us to the next. This is the covenant that he has established for us at this altar. We understand now that he is a kind, a loving God who makes covenant through the death, through the blood of his precious son. And he invites us to meet him at the altar of sacrifice, where we make the exchange, our lives for his, that we may dwell forever with our Father in heaven. Coming full circle, out of him we came, and out of him we return. For those who are willing to bring a sacrificial offering to the altar. Hallelujah. Father, we're so overwhelmed of this establishment of your sacrificial system. Sometimes we ask, could there be another way? But there is no other way. Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. No man comes to the Father except through his process, which was through the sacrifice of the unblemished Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and now you invite us to come. But we must rebuild the altar of consecration." So, Father, as we lay our hands on our hearts, we ask you to make us new. We ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask for forgiveness for the times when we thought that there had to be a better way, there had to be another way. It couldn't be by bloodshed. It couldn't be by suffering. It can't be by death. There has to be another way. And you're saying, no, I have to make the exchange So therefore, you have called us this morning to lay it all down. And even if we laid it down yesterday, even if we laid it down last week, even if we laid it down last month, you're saying today, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for our hearts are your altars. And on it, when purified, you will build the place where you will dwell through Holy Spirit within us. And we will manifest your power, your glory, your good works without limit as much as we want, you said, of the glory realm. We're still trying to understand what that means, but I believe it means for every part of us that we break off and we offer to you, you give us you. For every piece that we lay down before you, you give us more of you. For everything that we are withholding, if we can part with it in a willing, sacrificial way, you give us more of you until there's none of us and all of you. And the kingdom comes, my God, and your will is done on earth, God, as it is in heaven. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you. And we commit, we covenant in the place of the lifting. For you will not leave us at the cross. You will not leave us bloody and broken. But just as you raised Jesus up in the third day, we are in the third day, 2025, and you are raising us up for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, Father. Thank you so much, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for this place of lifting, for this place of purifying, for this place of covenant. Thank you, Father, for the fire that has come to test our foundation, our fruit, our fortitude, because you desire that signs, wonders, miracles are returning to the house of God, to your house, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you for the demonstration of your love for us through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, through the shedding of his blood, bringing the purity, the cleansing, the wholeness, the healing, the deliverance, the covenant, the exchange. Thank you for the exchange, Father God, that you make with us. Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you are calling us daily to die to self, to die to self. You said if anyone desires to follow you, that we must deny ourselves. We must set aside selfish interests, selfish ambitions, self-seeking glory, and we must take up your cross daily. We must express a willingness to endure whatever may come and to follow you, to believe in you, to conform to you, to follow your example, and to be that living sacrifice, even if it means perhaps dying because of the faith we have in you. And so, Father, thank you for this reminder to die to self, to decrease, that you would increase in us, O God, to crucify our flesh with its evil desires and to be filled to the fullness with Holy Spirit. Thank you for the filling today, Father God, that helps us to maintain fortitude, maintain the fruit. Thank you for helping us to shore up the foundation that you have already laid through Jesus Christ. Thank you for this altar, for the fire, Lord God, where we meet you there, where we make the exchange. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that when the pattern is right, that your glory will fall, your fire will fall, your presence will fall, burning up anything that is not like you. Thank you for helping us to identify and to cast down every false altar in the name of Jesus. Thank you for removing spiritual corruption from out of the land. Thank you for helping us to have that discernment that we will not enter into any false negative covenant, any contrary covenant, but through consecration, through purity, O God, through a desire and a heart to build with the resources that will last and sustain through the fire, that we will come into divine connections that you have ordained in this season and in this time. Thank you, Father, that you do not ask of us anything that you have not already given unto us. And so we present ourselves to you, Father, as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, O God, which is our reasonable service. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The line is open, my God. And I pray that you will just pray into this word, that you will respond to what has been released on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you never leave us nor forsake us. You always have a way for us to return unto thee, O God. Father, as we were reminded this day, Father, that there's an altar of bringing ourselves unto thee, Father, a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto thee. Thank you, God, that you have not given up on us yet, Lord God. Hallelujah, this morning, that we serve a God that is not dead. A God that is not dead. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us rise up in this day, oh God, and realize, God, that you are still on the throne, no matter what it looks like in the world, no matter what may be going on in our lives. You are still alive and on the throne. Hallelujah, God. There is nothing, God, that your righteous right hand is not upon for those who are in the remnant, those who are called by your name, those who are doing your will in the earth, God. Your will, Father. There is a prerequisite. We must be serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if we are not serving, God's hand is not upon us. We must serve the only living God. Thank you, God, for the altar of consecration, God. Let us come this day and consecrate ourselves before thee this day, God. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord God. You always are keeping us in the midst of all things. We just glorify you this morning for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm just so thankful for this word on today, God. Thank you for loving us so that you send your word that we can live, we can be who you call us to be, God, because you love and care so much for us, that you want us to be a holy people, a people who are separated and living the life that you call us to live. Lord, help us to lay aside everything at your feet, God. And I know if we do that, God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because you said you will be with us always, even unto the end of the world. Lord, make us, mold us into the people that you will have us to be, that we can live the life that you're calling us to live, to help others to come to you in the name of Jesus. We cannot make it in this world of our own. We cannot do what you want us to do on our own. We have to come to the altar and lay aside every weight. Put it on the altar and you will take care of them. Because you said, cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord, help us today, God. Open up our eyes so we can see what you are trying to show us. Give us the ear to hear that we can hear what you are saying to us, God. Help us today, God. We need your help. We cannot make this journey without you, God. And today you send your word so that we can come before your presence and live the life that you are calling us to be, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love. Because you love us so, you sent your son, and he made it all possible. Everything we need, God, Jesus already made it possible. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for your love today. Thank you for another time that we have to give you the glory and the praise. In the name of Jesus. Lord, keep our mind, keep our mind, keep our heart doing and hearing what you say, because we can't make it any other way. We're just so thankful for your love, God. Thank you, God, for your love, because you will do what you say. You're not a God that will lie. If you said it, I can believe it and hold on to it, because it will happen, because you said it, God, in the name of Jesus. So I'm so thankful this morning for this word, God, that you sent, that we can live, that we can be who you call us to be, and help us this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this divine exchange, Lord God. Father, what was revealed to us this morning, Father. Father, about the presentation of the sacrifice, Lord, that there is a lifting. And we thank you, Father. Father, for the timeliness, oh God, Lord God, of this work this morning, Father, even as we, Lord, approach your throne, Father, with the understanding and the knowledge, oh God, Father, that we are in the month of Elul, Lord God. We are in the month, Father, where you, Lord, you are the king and you are in the field. You have made yourself accessible. You have come beyond the fortress walls. You have broken down the middle wall of partition. You have, Lord, built a tent, Lord, right among your people, so that the access to you, Lord, is made easy, Lord. And Lord, as you are with us, as you are close and near to us, Lord, we thank you, Father, that that is a picture, God, that you are not ashamed of who we are, that, Lord, you look beyond our faults to see our needs. And we thank you, Lord God, that with your all-seeing eye, you examine us, that you desire to restore and renew and revive us. You desire, Lord God, to breathe new life into us, to make us, Lord God, the presentable sacrifice, God, that you, Lord, desire for us to be, Lord God, because you have always asked, Father, Father, for a first fruit, Lord God. You have asked for a best offering. You have asked, Father, for that, Lord, to be presented to you, which is without blemish, Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you. You said in your word that you're coming back for a bride that is without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. Lord, we understand, Lord, that yonder, that, Lord, in this divine exchange, that you refashion us, you reform us, you revive us, you renew us, you cleanse us, you wash us. You tell us in your word to wash our robes, to make ourselves clean, to make ourselves presentable. Lord God, we thank you. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, oh God. You said in your word, God, that this is our reasonable service. Lord, you're telling us, oh God, that this is possible. Lord God, not by our power, but by your divine spirit. Thank you for the exchange. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you, Lord God, you make all things possible. Lord, you are the author. You are the finisher. You are the initiator. You are the creator. You are the recreator. Lord, if you could take the earth, Lord God, and refashion it and reform it and then put man in it to tend it and to keep it, Lord God. Lord, certainly you can do that with our lives. You can reform us. You can refashion us. You can renew us. And we thank you, Lord God, for the lifting. We thank you, Lord God. God, we will not let anything or anyone, Lord God, stop us, God, from approaching your holy throne. Oh, God, Lord, from establishing, Lord God, the altars that we need to, Lord God, revive and renew. Lord God, we thank you, God, that those altars, oh God, are established with wood. I get the picture, Lord God, of Elijah, hallelujah, fashioning that altar and bringing forth wood. And Lord God, I'm reminded, God, that your word says to make your people like wood. And your word, hallelujah, like fire. Lord God, we thank you that, Lord, in all things, Jesus, hallelujah, you hold the preeminence, Lord, and you are our example, and you have led, hallelujah, in the way of even how we are to present ourselves as this living sacrifice. Lord, you want everything living. God, we bring to you, Lord God, hallelujah, everything that has been alive in us, even those things, God, that have tried, Lord God, Lord God, to be a distraction, Lord God, to resurrect themselves, Lord, all issues and all problems and all things, oh God, Lord God, that have tried, Lord God, to resurrect themselves, itself, Lord God, exalt itself against the knowledge of who you are. Thank you, God, for the presentation of this word. Lord God, that even before, Lord, the delivery of the word, Lord God, we were brought back into, Lord God, a clear view of the God that we serve, how mighty and how powerful you are, oh God. This is the altar that we have come to. This is, hallelujah, oh God, this is the church, and this is the kingdom that we have come to. Lord God, hallelujah. Lord, you are great. You are mighty. You are holy. And we present ourselves willingly, oh God, before you, because we love you. We want to present our best to you. Lord, we thank you that you are in the field, that you are close to us and hearing what we have need of so that we can be reformed and refashioned, only to die yet again, Lord God, to receive, Lord, the next level of your glory. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we do thank and praise you, Lord God, that it is by your divine power that you have given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of you who has called us by glory and virtue. Hallelujah. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, hallelujah, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, we must give all diligence to add to our faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, amen, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for showing us that we must do this, that you have given us everything that we need to be able to present ourselves to you, Father God. We thank you that we have been cleansed from our old sins once and for all. Help us to walk in that purity. Help us to walk in that cleansing. Help us, Father God, to receive, Lord, the exchange. Help us to come, Lord God, into your presence daily to receive the exchange, to receive the cleansing, that we would be presentable unto you, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have time for one more, amen, person that is led to release on this morning. God bless you. One more.
Father, we glorify you.
I'm sorry, sister. Go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Abba, Father, we bless you and praise you. We honor you. We thank you for this word, O God. We pray that the word is sealed in our hearts even now as we yield ourselves to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that scales are removed, that we see the pattern, O God, that you have established for us to walk in. We thank you that we know that you are taking us to our destiny and you're providing everything that is needed. We thank you, O God, for the fire that is the testing of our foundation, of our fruit, O God. And we're thanking you because as the fire burns, our fruit is increasing as you're pruning and teaching and growing us up. We thank you, O God, that everything that you have established through the word today is causing us to grow, to be lifted to our next in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify you and we thank you for this season, O God, that even as we grow, we are rebuilding altars and teaching and training and guiding others in building, rebuilding the altars, O God, that we would be pleasing in your sight. We thank you for a yielded hearts, O God, that are steadfast, unmovable, according to your word, O God, knowing that our labor is not in vain, knowing that you are leading and guiding in every facet of our lives. And we say thank you, Father. We thank you for every word that has gone, every prayer that has gone, and as it is sealed in our hearts, O God, we continuously rejoice in you, O God, for the fortitude, for the strength, for the delegated power and authority that you've given that we walk in. We're walking in and just releasing everything to you, O God, that you lead and guide like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive what you've given, O God, and we hold it dear in our hearts that we will persevere, we will continue to be steadfast and unmovable, and we honor you, and we praise you, and we bless you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. We bless the Lord, amen. There are several from the prayer mantle that are on the line, and I would be amiss if I did not release the line just a little bit longer to allow those that are on the prayer mantle. If you are led to pray or release at this moment, the line is open to you.
Okay. I think there's two more. Father God, we give you all praise. We give you all glory. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, for the exchange that you did on the we became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. You became sick that we might walk in divine health. You became poor that we might walk in your abundance. Father God, we thank God for the altar of exchange. We thank you, Father God, for the shift. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our personal lives, where we're being transformed in the secret place, so that we can walk in your glory, that we can walk in the Spirit, and that we will be agents, for you, Father God, ambassadors for you, that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We thank you, Father God, that we gird our loins about with truth, and we put on a breastplate of righteousness. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel, take up the shield of faith. We quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. We put on the helmet of salvation. We take the sword of the Spirit, and we decree and declare that we walk in victory, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that we are prayer warriors that cause to flow in the last day revival in Jesus' name. Bless you. Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Go ahead. You know the sisters.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Apostle Cynthia, would you close us out on this morning? Thank you so much again for stirring us up, reminding us of who we are and all Christ has done for us. Apostle Cynthia, God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, thank you. Your word says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Father, thank you, God, for roots that will allow, Heavenly Father, not just our mind, not just our intellect, but our very spirit and soul to embrace this word that you have given, that it would change our mind, that it would change our perception and our perspective when we go into the altar, Heavenly Father, even that place of suffering, those things that are before us, even this day, Lord God, they do not look like a place of celebration, but we can come and we can make the exchange and understand that it is for greater glory that you have allowed these things to be in our lives. And so in everything we will give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Go with us, stand by us. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Amen. Bless the Lord. We look forward to connecting with you on next month. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless everyone. This is Pastor McKinney.
Bless everyone.
McKinney. We
God bless everyone.
The invitation. God bless you all.
Bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.